Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can listen to us many, many ways. We are on digital, FM, AM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, New Music Tuesday with friend of the BPP and Esquire music critic Andy Langer. And Jill Sobule is in the studio for a live performance. She has a Super Tuesday song for your Super Tuesday.
But first, let's get caught up on some of the day's headlines.
This is NPR.
It is indeed Super Tuesday. More than 20 states will hold contests, including California, which boasts the most number of delegates up for grabs, making it the most coveted prize this primary season. And election officials there are expecting a record turnout. California decertified many of the state's electronic voting machines because of concerns about reliability. More than a third of the state's 58 counties will have to switch to paper ballots. That could slow counting, and election officials say could delay Super Tuesday results out of California. Yahoo isn't saying one way or another whether it will accept Microsoft's recent buyout offer, but that hasn't stopped Microsoft from moving ahead with the plan. Yesterday, the software giant said it may borrow money for the first time in its history to help fund its $44.6 billion unsolicited bid for Yahoo. Microsoft also said it expects Yahoo's board of directors to agree to the deal soon. Not so, say Yahoo insiders. Reports say Yahoo is weighing a possible partnership with Google to fend off the Microsoft buyout. Turns out a lot of us watched the Super Bowl on Sunday night. The Giants' win over the Patriots was the most watched Super Bowl ever, averaging 97.5 million viewers. That breaks the record set 12 years ago and makes this year's Super Bowl the second most watched American TV program of all time. What could hold the number one spot, you ask? The series finale of the hit TV series MASH. That one program drew in 106 million viewers back in 1983. And the coach that so many college basketball fans love to hate has finally thrown in the towel for good. Yesterday, the legendary Bobby Knight resigned as head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Knight is the winningest coach in college basketball history, but he was also equally famous for his temper. He was fired from Indiana University about 7 years ago for violating that school's behavioral policies. Reports say Knight's son Patrick will take over the Texas Tech team. That is the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.